Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Straight Shooter with Stephen A. coming at you every Wednesday night over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, channel 124. Number to call up, as always, is 866-96-POTUS. That's 866-96-POTUS. Today's monologue, not going to tell you my producer's name. I want to provide everybody cover. Because where I'm going to go today, I will openly confess it's going to make some people uncomfortable. Ladies and gentlemen, today, we're going to talk about sex. We're going to have a real conversation about sex. Right here on POTUS Radio, channel 124. That's right, I'm going there. Because sometimes it's necessary. See, sex makes the world go round. And ultimately has led to the demise of many men. The latest nugget of evidence is that of Representative, now former Representative, Eric Swalwell, based out of the state of California, who had to officially resign his seat in Congress in the immediate aftermath of these scandals, allegations and accusations of rape and sexual assault has led to his demise. First, it was the cancellation of his gubernatorial campaign for the governor's seat in California. I am suspending my campaign for governor, he wrote on April 12th to my family, staff, friends, and supporters. I am deeply sorry for the mistakes and judgment I've made in my past. I will fight the serious false allegations that have been made, but that's my fight, not a campaign's. See that third line there? Sorry for the mistakes and judgment. You knew something was wrong right there. You knew something was wrong. And in the end, what it comes down to is that he was married and he had a proclivity for getting loose outside of his marriage. And it regressed into him being accused of rape to the point where we've seen one woman whose identity wasn't revealed being interviewed, I believe, on CNN, where she said she woke up in bed by herself and she was naked and had felt like she had been touched, to say the least. You had another woman who just came out yesterday on camera showing you her full identity and uttering the word rape. He raped me. Eric Swalwell is in a world of trouble. These are criminal accusations. This is not about his congressional seat anymore. His political career is over. It's over. This is about a former prosecutor that is now on the verge of being officially prosecuted because accusations of rape have been levied against him, and he's going to have to find a way to defend himself in the court of law. That's what this is looking like. Having said that, believe it or not, that is not where my alarm lies. That is not where my antennas have raised exponentially. It is based off of this article within the Los Angeles Times, written yesterday, titled Swalwell Scandal Sparks Fears of Deeper Rot on Capitol Hill. Let me read the first few graphs to y'all. Eric Swalwell's downfall has raised the possibility of a broader reckoning on Capitol Hill as congressional staffers, reporters, and opposition researchers race to verify long-standing rumors of a sordid underground culture among the city's most powerful. Former lawmakers across the political spectrum have warned for years of a hushed congressional back channel marked by inappropriate revelry and sexual misconduct. But a sense of growing momentum gripped Congress on Tuesday as Democrats grappled with Swalwell's resignation and Republicans called for other lawmakers to face scrutiny. The 72-hour collapse of Swalwell's political career has shifted attention not only to his closest associates in Congress, but also to a larger set of sitting lawmakers from both parties suspected of lurid sexual activity. Several members have claimed that Swalwell's alleged behavior was an open secret amid a cacophony of rumors on social media of other potential offenders. I mean, damn. So I guess Donald Trump wasn't the only one allegedly engaging in unsavory and, dare we say, illegal sexual activity, huh? You see where I'm getting at here? You hear where I'm coming from? You have articles being written by reputable publications talking about an underground culture amongst the city's most powerful. Women working on Capitol Hill, whispering to one another about who to watch out for and how their behavior is inappropriate and all of this other stuff. They worried. This is what's going on Capitol Hill. It's a conversation about sex, ladies and gentlemen. You know why? Because of something that I've said a long time ago as a person covering sports for over 30 years, where multimillionaires have access to levels of proclivities you would even imagine. And what I said back then, and what I'll say to you now, ladies and gentlemen, when people look at an abundance of other individuals that are out there, and they say, why does this person get there? Why does that person not get there? You know what it is? You know why some people get caught up in mess and some people don't? Because when you were getting some before you got into office, or you were getting some before you were in the public eye, or you were getting some before you were a celebrity, or before you were a multimillionaire and all of that other stuff, you kind of know how to act because you didn't need a position of status and stature in order to get some. Now, when you're one of those people that it ain't like that, and all of a sudden you gain some power and apparently you think it can be like that, you lose your damn mind. You lose your damn mind. You talk about Father Time is undefeated. Have you ever seen anybody defeat sex? Inquiring minds want to know. I got time. 866-96-POTUS. That's the number to call. 866-96-POTUS. You tell me, who's won that battle? You think when Adam was created and you're talking about Adam and Eve, that the forbidden fruit that they wasn't supposed to eat, you think they're talking about an apple or an orange? Is that what you thought? They're talking about something else now. Use your head. Make it make sense. Come on now. This is what goes on. And we're in the nation's capital. 435 congressional representatives, 100 senators, 535 elected officials, with numerous administrative members working under each of them, all looking up to and salivating for a speck of the power that the President of the United States has. And we wonder why our country is a damn mess right now. Eric Swalwell's in a world of trouble, but he ain't the only one. The representative, Tony Gonzalez, I believe, out of Arizona, I believe, he had to resign too. Jennifer, do me a favor, please. Play back-to-back sound of the resignation letters being read on Capitol Hill on behalf of Eric Swalwell and Representative Tony Gonzalez. Could you play that, please?
The Honorable, the Speaker, House of Representatives, sir. I am deeply sorry to my family, staff, and constituents for mistakes and judgment I've made in my past. I will fight the serious false allegations made against me. However, I must take responsibility and ownership for the mistakes I did make. I am aware of efforts to bring an immediate expulsion vote against me and other members. Expelling anyone in Congress without due process within days of an allegation being made is wrong. But it's also wrong for my constituents to have me distracted from my duties. Therefore, I plan to resign my seat in Congress effective at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on April 14, 2026. I will work with my staff in the coming days to ensure they are able, in my absence, to serve the needs of the good people of the 14th Congressional District. Signed sincerely, Eric Swalwell. The Honorable, the Speaker, House of Representatives, sir. Enclosed is my resignation letter to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, effective April 14, 2026 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It has been my privilege to serve the residents of Texas's 23rd Congressional District. Signed sincerely, Tony Gonzalez, Member of Congress.
There you have it. They're gone. Political careers over. But far be it for me just to play the resignation letters of both representatives from both sides of the aisle, by the way, showing that there's no prejudice in terms of highlighting and articulating the behavior that both apparently have exercised. It's also important to hear audio from the alleged victim in this case. I believe her name was Lana. Let's hear from her and what she had to say. I believe it was about Representative Eric Swalwell, former representative, that is.
I believe he drugged my drink. I only had one glass of wine. We were supposed to go to a political event, and he said he needed to get paperwork from his hotel room. When I arrived at his hotel room, I was already incapacitated, and I couldn't move my arms or my body. He raped me, and he choked me. And while he was choking me, I lost consciousness. And I thought I died.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are accusations. This is not proof of former Representative Eric Swalwell's guilt. We have a responsibility to say that. But when I use the phrase, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it ain't a damn mongoose, there's a reason for that. And that's very, very difficult for me to say because I'm one who believes in innocence until proven guilty. And I'm one that has also seen women lie from time to time. Most often, more than not, women are right when they're talking about what has happened to them. I think when you talk about, for example, with domestic violence and stuff like that, they talk about how women, 85% of the time, they are right on the money. But there's that 10 to 15% where some of them have lied. Same is applicable here. The problem is that Eric Swalwell essentially has convicted himself with his own words and his own behavior. Let's look at this quote right here that he went on X, Twitter. This is November 17th, 2018. Support survivors. Believe survivors. We are with you. Hashtag hands off. I think that's a 9IX. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a tweet. Listen to Eric Swalwell. I believe it was on MS Now, if not MSNBC, when he was talking about now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh when he was accused by ladies of sexual misconduct when he was being nominated for the presidency for the Supreme Court Justice. And this is accusations dating back from his days in high school. Look at what Representative Eric Swalwell, the 8-term representative that is Eric Swalwell, listen to what Eric Swalwell said about him then. Listen to this.
What was important to you about anything that you heard tonight from President Trump, speaking out at length, from Mr. Avenatti, who I believe you just were able to hear, new reports that there are new allegations being probed by the Senate regarding Judge Kavanaugh?
Good evening, Ari. I saw continued demeaning of victims of sexual assault, people who deserve to be heard, who deserve for their allegations to be investigated, and a president who wants to just rush this through. He criticized the Senate for even taking this long, Ari. And so for Brett Kavanaugh's sake, if he is innocent, I hope tomorrow he opens his statement and says, you know what, bring in all the victims, allow them to be heard, allow them to be questioned. That will clear his name if he's indeed innocent. And if he's not, for the sake of the credibility of the court, I hope that the senators would vote against him.
Talk about your own words coming back to bite you in the ass. It's bad. Now, keep in mind, Supreme Court Justice, then a nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, was not criminally charged. Multiple women made allegations of past sexual assault and misconduct during his 2018 confirmation, which he has consistently denied. These remain unproven allegations in background. No prosecutor filed assault charges against him. Nevertheless, that was Eric Swalwell's words. And in Eric Swalwell's case, he's got five women who have come forward and have accused him of sexual misconduct. Five. Believe the women. That's what he said. What are we to think now? Support survivors, believe survivors, we are with you. What is he going to say now? When Brett Kavanaugh said it was false, he wasn't trying to hear that. Now what's he going to do? And it made me think back, and I said, you know what? I'm going to look up some of these sex scandals. Far be it for me to dig up stuff. But it is appropriate because of the conversation. Think about Gary Hart, Democratic frontrunner for the president, a Colorado senator, serious on policy, leading early in the polls. Then rumors surfaced of an affair. Challenged reporters to follow him around. Follow me. Go ahead. And they did. And then found out he was with his mistress and had to back out of the campaign. We know about Bill Clinton and his scandals. Okay. Monica Lewinsky. Need I say any more? I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Remember that? Lord have mercy. What about Newt Gingrich? Speaker of the House, resigned in 1998. Following GOP midterm losses and House ethics violations, later acknowledged an extramarital affair during the period when he was leading impeachment proceedings against President Bill Clinton. By the way, this was in 1998. He didn't admit it until 2007. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Remember Governor Jim McGreevy in New Jersey resigned in 2004 with the unforgettable line, I am a gay American, after his Israeli Homeland Security advisor threatened a sexual harassment lawsuit and McGreevy acknowledged what he called an extramarital relationship with him. Remember that? What about Elliot Spitzer, former Democratic governor of New York, the crusading anti-corruption governor, had personally prosecuted prostitution rings, but was discovered to be a client of a high-end escort service. You can't make this shit up. You just can't make it up. It's unbelievable. How about John Edwards, who was having an affair while his wife, Elizabeth, was fighting terminal cancer? How about that? We'll never forget that. How about Larry Craig, Republican, out of Idaho, if I remember correctly, arrested in a Minneapolis airport men's room in 2007 and charged with lewd conduct after soliciting an undercover officer, pled guilty, then reversed course and insisted he was not gay. You can't make this up. You just can't. Mark Sanford, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Anthony Weiner. Don't forget about him in New York. You understand? Dennis Hastert, Republican out of Illinois, Speaker of the House, pled guilty in 2015 to illegally structuring bank withdrawals, stuff like that. I mean, multiple women. Al Franken, Democrat, Minnesota. John Conyers, Democrat, Michigan. Blake Farenthold, Republican, Texas. Eric Greitens, or whatever, Republican, Missouri, admitted to an extramarital affair with his hairdresser. And, of course, Donald Trump. More than 25 women accused Trump of sexual misconduct over the years. Writer E. Jean Carroll sued him for a 1996 assault, and a jury found him liable for sexual abuse and awarded him $5 million. A second jury added $83.3 million in defamation damages. You can't make it up. 1987 to now. And that's the stuff we decided to report. Don't let me go back further than that with JFK, Ted Kennedy, and Chip Aquatic, and all of this other stuff. Lord have mercy. It doesn't end. Good Lord. Sex, y'all. That's what's really undefeated. I'll move on from this conversation at least for a few minutes because Jen Psaki's up next. More serious issues to discuss. But this is serious, too. Damn. Just never ends. Stick around. It's Straight Shooter with your boy, Stephen A. Back with more in a minute.